Hello everyone at Blind Cool Tech. This is Quinn Lee. I would like to share with you a number of clips that I recorded when I went away in Vancouver. Now during these clips, you will hear my family converse in Vietnamese a lot. And I apologize that I could not translate everything. I tried to translate as much as I could. But sometimes, you know, the conversation just were in the background and maybe, you know, I didn't pay attention at that time, or I didn't feel that it was relevant. Or now, one thing I must say, you know, because of Blind Cool Tech, I have met many blind Vietnamese people from the BCT. So I'm very grateful for that. I've learned a lot from them since I left Vietnam. So you Vietnamese folks would probably hear more of those conversations than I could translate. But onto the clips. The first one is the Super Sky Ride. What it is, you just go into a tram, it's like a box, and people just go in there and stand in there, and it will take you on the top of Grouse Mountain, which is situated kind of north of Vancouver in Canada. It's very crowded actually. If you are claustrophobic, then you might be in trouble when you're in that box. But and also if you have a fear of height, you might also be in trouble too, because I think it's like 5,400 feet below the ground, so it's pretty tall. But you will hear the guy in the background. He will describe a little bit. Hopefully you can hear that, because it's very noisy in there because there are lots of people in that box. The second clip is the one where we went on a SkyTrain ride, and I will talk a little bit about that later. And the third one is the chair ride. That was fun too. And I'm not sure what else would I put in, but I think as for now, I think I will just put in those three. So as I said, the first one is a super sky ride. So enjoy.
Okay, we're going up on the top of Cruise Mountain. Cruise, well, I'm going to see my cruise. Mà Dung biết nó kêu là gì hả? Wagon hả?
Cái này cũng giống wagon.
Okay, go on top. Come in, Nugget. We're gonna stand. Lots of people. Nugget, sit down. Okay, good. Very good. Very hot and very crowded. It costs $30 for adults.
Thanks.
$17 for you, and $13 for children.
Noisy in here.
Mm-hmm. Are you wearing a hat? I didn't know that. Okay. Oh, đáp cũng thân thì dữ vậy. Hopefully there's shopping, coffee shops up there. We can stay. Nãy nó nói mình ở trên đó được phải không? Được bao lâu nó nói không?
Nó nói mình cứ đi shopping như này,
can end position. Yeah. Like, yeah, we can go shopping, we can go drink coffee up there. And then when we want to, we can go back.
Thế có gì đâu?
Không bỏ trong bắp phẳng. So we're gonna go up soon. Right now we're not up. We're not going up yet. I'm not sure what you call this thing. It's like a bus.
Trời lâu chạy khổ đực quá.
There's just a few seats.
Ở đây có kiến ngồi lên.
Kiến nó đâu có vô được em.
Trên mà.
Going up right now.
See, Mandy.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard the Grouse Mountain Super Skyride. As we leave our valley station, our journey is going to take us just 8 minutes to the top. That's 700 feet or 1,100 meters above the city of Vancouver. Now, just to let you know of a few complimentary activities included in your application today. On the main floor of the chalet, you'll find the entrance to the Theatre in the Sky, currently showing two movies. The first, Born to Fly, is a brief history of Grouse Mountain, combined with a scenic overview of southwestern British Columbia from an eagle's perspective, and is shown every hour on the hour. Showing every hour on the half hour, we're proud to present the Discovery Channel's Animal Tracks. This follows the story of our two orphaned prisoner guys and their journey to the Grouse Mountain Refuge for
Inmates
and
Wildlife.
If you also see the bears, they're only a 5-minute walk away from the chalet, just follow the signposts. We also have our scenic chairlifts open until 7 p.m. today. We have a few shows today. We have our world famous lumberjack show, our birds in motion show, as well as our mountaintop eco walks. For more times and so on, in this booklet here. If you don't have one, you can ask for one in just a moment. Now, if you look out the back and the right of the tram, the water coming in view below is the man-made Capilano Lake. This provides Vancouver with a third of its freshwater and is held in at the left by the Cleveland Dam. 1 mile down the Capilano River, hidden behind the trees, is the Capilano Suspension Bridge and Salmon Hatchery.
Là cái bánh thành phố
hả? Ồ, nãy nó nói con sông là con sông này nè, đi coi sông này.
Cái này cũng là cái river, cái tên của cái river.
Capilano. Now the high-rise buildings to the left of Stanley Cole make up the core of downtown Vancouver. The greater Vancouver population is roughly 2.2 million people.
Wow, that's a lot.
Now the white cells will come up.
Cũng nghe ngửa tô tô rồi.
Đây 2 triệu người. Trên đỉnh núi này hả?
Up to 2 million visitors to pass through their gates this season. Going back over to the right of Stanley Park, the body of water there with a large ship docked in it is English Bay. The piece of land behind that is Point Grey and the University of British Columbia is located right out on the right tip. If you look over in the distance, you'll see the mountains of Vancouver Island. Now, if I draw your attention over to the right behind me, you'll see the Twin Peaks of the Lions. Formerly known as the Sisters, they're actually the tallest peaks in the Capilano River Valley at 52 and 5,400 feet.
Wow, cũng bùng bùng lỗ tai ấy. Có ai có không?
Có. So we can hear the feel the pressure in the ears.
Yeah.
Ah, there's a breeze here.
Oh, really high. Really high.
Yeah, 5,400 feet, mom.
50.
Yeah.
It looks scary.
Ai sợ cao, dám tí đây. Yeah. This is the same, you scare high, you wouldn't know who you are. Giống như bạn em, Steven.
I know.
Steven wouldn't know him.
He's so scared.
It's called Grouse Mountain.
Grouse.
No, no, get. Leave it.
Really high.
Sao? Như vậy không?
Giờ hỏi nó sợ không? Lắc đầu.
Nhỏ sister Joanne, the little sister, she's not scared.
Nó có mấy cái
không biết đâu sợ đâu.
Gì vậy ta?
Chắc còn nhỏ không biết hả?
Không biết rồi. Các thầy chỉ chị.
Này phải có máy quay phim.
Yeah, you can hear the
William there, my chum say, being very quiet. That means they are enjoying themselves. Because usually they yell pretty loud.
Không có máy quay phim hả? Lấy cái đem mà.
Máy chụp hình.
Oh. Mà ẩm tụi nó không? Đâu có tay quay ai chụp gì đâu.
We didn't bring a video camera, we just brought a regular camera.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're just about to start
okay. We're on the top now.
Ooh, a few dizzy.
Nó có thể đi mà tại nó muốn làm cho mình.
Oh yeah, giữ vé hả?
Để cẩn thận.
Đang nó scan nó mới mở cái cổng á, người nha.
Đi theo ngoại, nhà ngoại đẩy xe, ngoại đẩy xe đi chơi.
Đây đi buổi tối mới đẹp hơn Nguyên không?
To the life, làm gì dính cái cọc vậy hả?
Đi buổi tối.
Đi hả?
Nhưng mà ngồi uống cà phê nhìn cảnh mới đẹp.
Gì vậy? Đi cung hả? Were you scared?
A little bit.
A little bit?
I mean like,
Okay, the following are a set of clips that I recorded when we went on the SkyTrain in Vancouver. So basically, we went from Surrey through to Vancouver, which took us 45 minutes to get there and 45 minutes to get back. To get on the train, we went up about 4 sets of stairs. So just to give you an idea how tall it is, costed us about $4.50 per person to go all the way like that. Although we can buy a day pass if we want to, but we basically went on 3 zones, they call it. When I spoke to the lady on the airplane, she told me a number of things that she found it disturbing about the SkyTrain. For one thing, everything is computer controlled. There's no driver and there's no person or no attendant right on the train itself. So the train would stop at every single stop and then the door would close. Oh, I don't know, after about 1 minute. So I asked her, well, what happened if there are many people trying to get on at a certain station? And she said, well, either someone would have to stand in the doorway, then the train would not move, or you would just have to miss the train. And also another thing she said, that there are often no attendants at the station itself. I mean, at the stations themselves. So, you know, when you need help, there are no attendants. And often if, you know, sometimes if there are emergency cases, like people who get a seizure or people who jump down the tracks or people who commit suicide or fall down the tracks or whatever, you know, there's often no one there to help. Some passenger would have to press the button on the train and it will connect you to a call center. And she said, you know, often they don't come right away either. It takes a long time. And someone would have to, you know, stand in the doorway to prevent the train from moving. And because there are no attendants, you know, the tickets are not always checked. They're checked randomly. But, you know, people cheat. And also some weird people also go on there too, like street people or people who don't have money and just go on there, or people who cheat. Although, you know, you can get a big fine, like $150 or something like that if they catch you. But But some people cheat with that train too. What else did she say about the train that she didn't like? I forget. But basically, that's about it. Oh, it was a bit uncomfortable on there. There was no air conditioning, and was a bit noisy, especially when we went through the tunnel. Oh, it was very noisy. But yeah, so here it is. Here's the SkyTrain, and enjoy.
What's the QD, hello. Have you?
Yeah. For our first time, so we don't know how to
go. Okay. Are you guys on this one? Is it for all of you guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not sure they have to pay.
No.
How far are you guys going?
Well, I just want to have to see the view, so just
maybe go around.
Around trip.
Oh, it doesn't go around.
Oh, does it go?
You have to, like, you can go, like...
How far is the longest we can go?
The longest is all the way to Waterfront, which is in Vancouver.
Okay, how long is that going to be?
It'll take
from here
about 45 minutes.
Okay, so we can go all the way there and go back?
Then we stop over there when we take another train to come back.
And then you swim the opposite side and come back. But you got to make sure you take the train to King George.
King George?
Yeah.
Okay, to get back
here? Stay up front. Not to, because there's two trains that come on the way back. The second train is called BCC Clark. You don't want that one. You want to come to King George.
We want the King George one? Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So just peg for 5 then, I guess?
I guess 4 adults and 1
child.
Okay. So you guys are going to need to get the 3 zone. You guys are going to go all the way to Waterfront?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that including the coming back?
Okay, we're going on a train. I can barely hear that announcement. It announces every stop, but I can barely hear it. Huh? Okay, yeah.
Where are we? What's 22nd Street? 22nd Street.
It
says 22nd
Street. Oh, what's 22nd Street? What do you mean, what's 27th Street? That's silly.
22nd.
It's closing.
That feels like a bus.
from the area.
I guess as long as the bus is wide, the bus is bending.
Anderson? Cũng đâu rẻ, đồng rưỡi đâu, à, bằng bus. Wow, you hear that? Sounds like somebody squeaking the tire. That was like a train across from us, right? No.
Okay, so the following clip is the one where we went on the chair ride. It was kind of fun, you know. You just went on this chair and it just hangs above the air. It feels like a bench, I guess. My mom and my other two nieces couldn't go with us because they are too young, and so my mom had to stay behind to take care of them, as well as Nugget. And Nugget was being tied down on like a tree, so because there's basically nothing under your feet. It feels very nice and kind of breezy, and my sister said that you can see the whole Vancouver up there, and because the chair is moving slowly, so it's not too bad, like you don't feel dizzy and too scared to look around. Even though my sister, she was a bit scared at first, but she was fine after that. So here it is. And my sister also said it's probably about 3 floors above the ground of the mountain where we were on, so it's not too high. I mean, you could hear people down below talking, so it's not that high. We were also talking about me going on helicopter one day, because I really want to do that one day. It's quite expensive, about $80 per person, and you can ride up there for, half an hour. So that's what I want to do one day. It seems very fun. So here it is. Here's the clip, and enjoy.
Okay, wow, this is fun. Sitting on this chair in the air and it's moving. Woo, you can feel the wind. Whoa. Down. Aww. Animal. Wow, baby.
Wow, it's not bad.
It's
pretty
cool. Ủa, sao mất tiêu quá trời?
Tại vì đi cách ghế ghế mà xa xa.
Oh.
Oh, this is mad.
Này cao không?
Oh, there's a little lake.
Cao không? Thấy mắm mì không? You see mắm?
Please be higher. It looks scary.
Oh, it's kind of scary. Oh, see, it's nice and windy. Oh, she's nice. See, you don't sợ đâu. She's not scared. Oh, it's going down. No.
Because like, if kids go on this, I mean like...
Why can't you see, Nhi?
Lots of trees,
lots
like see, but it's really far away.
Tại vì Ngọc Mi không vô đây được
đúng không? Không, mà nó lùm lên đây, sợ nó lọt vô cái lỗ này.
And I'm sure that she might be afraid of
heights. Wow, it's windy up here.
I know. Hey, it's great. Not bad. I can get used to this.
Oh, sure you can. Look at you, Ngọc. I'm scared. Chicken.
Cái này cho lùn đi được.
My sister chicken. Trời, ai có gì đâu. Nó cao chừng mấy tầng lầu không? Nhỏ hai mấy tầng cao.
Nhưng mà nó go up and down thì hiu nữa, có nghĩa không?
Ờ.
Sẽ có khúc cao, có khúc thấp.
Ở này free cũng đã ha. It's free. Mới thấy có đồ free.
Thì nó include trong 30 đồng
đó. Ồ vậy hả?
Nên đây cô có gì vui đâu, có cái show với cái này thôi.
Em nghĩ tại mình chưa có đi á.
Còn mình lên cái lội bộ. Ai mà thích đi lội bộ nghiên cứu cảnh vật thiên nhiên gần núi rồi
á. Này đi với bồ mới vui.
Rồi đi cũng thích mệt lắm tại lội bộ xa xa.
Yeah, go with. Gotta go, go with boyfriend.
Yeah, nice view, very romantic.
Yeah. Em bảo em đi helicopter mới được. Nhưng mà nghe tiếng.
Rồi muốn anh Hùng qua, có dịp nào mà đi nữa đó, đi với anh Hùng đó.
Helicopter, yeah, I wanna go on helicopter.
Bạn đừng dám đi helicopter.
À, biết chắc dám mà. Đâu giống như bay thôi vậy. Just like flying. Ở đây thấy im lặng, it's so quiet up here.
I know. Can there's some water like sprinkler having a look.
Nó thấy nó move slowly, cái đó là từ 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 từ.
Hi.
Hello. Ủa nó đi ngược quá hả? Nó đi ngược quá hả?
Hey, the city is so sparkly.
Rồi, đi con bác, vậy hả?
Like,
wow, it's windy. It's windy, yeah, you scared me.
No.
Nhi giờ nó hết chicken như hồi xưa.
Yeah, like one.
But you can see the whole Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the up city here. Is so sparkly. I hope my hat doesn't fly away.
Vậy mình lên đây mình cao mình mới thấy xung quanh Vancouver là núi, là biển, nó vô eo eo. Hiểu không? Giống như island đây biển chạy vòng vòng rồi nó cua rồi đại khái xung quanh nước không bởi vì cảnh vậy nó đẹp.
We see the ocean, the mountain. Ở đây sướng chưa?
Trời cái này có máy bồi phim.
Má, mà nó chạy nhiều quay phim được sao?
On a date here.
Được, nó chạy chậm.
Oh, it's going down. Kind of.
No.
Oh, I can feel the sprinkler.
Me too.
Kind of mist.
Nên nó cứ cỏ quá trời đẹp.
Yeah. Dead grass.
Wow, so many trees over there.
Watering grass.
I think it's like there's another
mountain. Oh, cái đó là helicopter đó, phải?
Yeah. Mình cần đi đó đó.
Yeah, I wanna go there.
Me too.
Mi cái đó mắc không ha?
Hình như bữa hổm cô đó có nói gì 70-80 đồng.
Một người hả?
Một người mà
wow.
Half an hour.
$80 a person.
Mà hay là 1 hour vậy?
Cũng nhiều chứ. Wow, $80. Nhưng mà cái đó nó private không hay là nó nhiều người lên đó?
Thì nghĩ chắc chừng
2 cặp.
This could be a
date. 2 cặp
hả? 2 couples. Tại vì helicopter không biết nó đâu có bự đâu.
Yeah. Yeah, bởi nó mất có phải.
I don't have to hold, so slow.
It's windy. Woo.
I hope it doesn't blow away my hat. My favorite hat.
Này là gớt cái đôi giày là mất tiêu luôn á.
Yeah. But mine's kind of like
gớt xuống đồng. Người như
or don't drop your purse.
À, má mì cứ nói ngồi ở đây nè. Đi chậm chậm.
Mom,
have you been up here, Nhi?
No. No? Only when we went to that thingy.
What thingy?
You know, when we... Never mind.
What? The wagon?
Yeah.
You been on the wagon? Thôi cũng thấp quá vô, mình nghe người dưới đó. You can hear people down there. It's not that high. Oh my goodness, it sounds like downstairs.
Yeah.
Ủa, chậm lên kìa, slowing down.
Oh man, slowing down. I wanted to go by.
Phải không? Ồ, đổi ghế hả? We changed the ride.
I think so. That's why maybe nó mới nó cắt ghế á. Nó như nó bỏ con ghế.
I think we're gonna go down.
Wow, you can see the sun. Ooh. Trời đây công nhận cũng đẹp chứ ha.
I think we're gonna go down. Careful.
Nguyên đen rồi kìa.
Đen không? Yeah.
Đen mới biết là đi vacation.
Wow.
It looks scary at first, but
now
it's okay now.
I know, like you have to get used to it. Because you don't know what it's gonna be like.
Yay!
Come on. Yeah, like it when it's
fun. You know.
Like you're an old
prepare lady. To unload.
Oh, I open
Oh yeah.
Raise
the bar.
Raise this up.
Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Ooh. Oh. Nó chào mình không? Hay là nó không chào?
Hey.
Hey guys. Hello. Nó mù mà, nó mù mà. Ah! That's hard.
Sorry, if you just walk straight ahead, there you go.
Okay, we're getting back. On a different one to go back. Get on a move, how come we hit one? It's a moving chair. Can we step up even?
Wait
there? Yeah, yeah,
right here. Okay, get ready.
So like escalator.
Oh, well, yeah. We missed two chairs.
Okay.
Okay.
Sit down right now.
Yeah.
Watch your head.
Okay. Oh, it's hot. This chair is hot. Ủa này ngồi được mấy người dài quá hả? Wow, wow, wow. Why are they going so fast, huh?
That one's going bumpy again.
Oh. It's okay, chỗ đó.
There you go.
Người ta bị miss có một chair, mình miss the hai chair tại gần gấp chị cần đi chậm. We slow, we miss two chairs. Một chair này ngồi mấy người? Nó dài quá hả?
Hay một cái này người, bốn người chắc.
Four people?
Mm-hmm.
Four people in the chair.
This is great.
This is great. Đi lên đỡ thấy sợ hơn. Tại đi xuống nó chủng 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 chủng. Giờ mình đi xuống hả?
Giờ mình đi lên cái hill. Nãy đi xuống.
So we went down the hill, now we go up the hill.
Oh, it looks scary when you go down the hill.
Yeah, chủi chủi xuống hả? Ôi trời, nó đi chậm chậm, nó slow. It can't pull us up because we're so heavy. See? It's lower. Look at that. Look at that. It seems like it's falling up.
Same thing as the other chair. I mean, look at that chair.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Every chair is low.
Ông già của mình, ông ngồi cái ghế, ông muốn từ ông enjoy the view.
Yeah, ồn ào. Không biết mắm nhịp coi hai đứa nó nổi không?
Con chó.
Yeah, chừng có điên.
Rồi, chơi này xong về được rồi.
Yeah, we can go.
Look
at down.
Who said upside down don't get working down?
Look at down.
What is it saying don't get?
Can you take for a clumsy man?
Alright, get up. Hey, Nat.
Okay, go, go, go.
Oh, girl! Hey, what are you doing up there? Hey, whoa, stop your footwork, buddy. You're not supposed to be up there.
Look at security. Yeah. Security! I'll get my shotgun.
What are you doing, John? Buddy, what are you doing up there?
I'm freaking out.
Now, would you get down?
I'm up here.
What are you talking about? It's not your fault you're up there.
Hey, you know that cute girl who works at that Beaver Hill place? It's her fault.
Why is that?
I remember this girl for a date. You know what she said?
Tell me
to go climb a tree.
Could be you.
No, buddy, I'm pretty sure she wasn't serious. Would you please get down?
Hey, I'm going to show her I can do this. I'm going to go all the way to the top. I'll impress her. Then she'll go up with me.
Okay, man, seriously, come on, it's really dangerous.
What? It's really tiring. Hey, I'm gonna take a little rest right here. And
then I'm going away. Hey, man, you're gonna need those.
What I need is a little lumberjack coffee break.
Buddy, are you crazy?
Hello? I am Canadian!
Alright, that's very funny. Now would you please get down?
Get your shirt on, lady.
I wanna go home.
Just going to the top.
I wanna go home.
I'm almost there now. A couple more. Hey! Hey, look!
Come on, my hand. Come
up here!
No idea. Are you gonna get him a big cheer. That's great. Everybody's really impressed. Now, would you please come down? Okay, take all the time you need. Thank you. All right, you know what? You're really making me nervous here.
Hey, you think you're nervous? You should see the view from up here.
I am. The view from where I'm standing is not so good.
Oh, hey, lady.
Yeah.
I got a little problem.
What's that?
Gotta go.
You should have thought about that earlier, huh?
I guess I had too many leads earlier, and I really gotta go. And this rope thing is too tight. I'm not gonna loosen a little bit. That'll help.
What? No, not your feet. Hey! Look what you just did!
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Well, no kidding. You just dropped your rope.
Now I dropped my drink.
Okay, you just hang on tight up there and...
No, leave it.
That's okay, lady. Just go on with your show. I got the best seat in the house.
Oh, yeah. Come on. How am I supposed to do the show with you sitting up there?
I don't know. Just carry on. I guess I'll get more comfortable.
Oh, dear. Wait. No, wait. You just dropped your spur.
It's okay. They're not mine. Hey. Got no rope. What good are these two?
Okay, that's just great, man. Now you've got no gloves, no rope, no spurs.
No brains. I guess it wasn't such a bright idea to try to climb up here. Hey, where I'm sitting.
What is it?
There's been a dirty bird up here.
What do you mean you're not sitting
here? I'm moving.
Yeah, where are you going to move to?
The one
No, come on! Hey, seriously, man, that's not supported through there.
I can make it.
No, you can't make it.
I can make it. Oh, yeah. I don't think I can make it.
Give up, just hurry. That's it, hurry.
We won't be sad.
Buddy, would you hurry?
Hurry!
All right. You are awesome, Okay, that's actually pretty good. Oh, good. Now you dropped your... Pardon? Sit down and hold your breath.
Hey, I got an even better idea. This will make my hiccups go away.
Hey, it worked! My hiccups are finally gone!
Super. I guess I got a little while till somebody comes and rescues me. Hey, you guys probably don't know this, but I'm on vacation, you know.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
I have real funny shows tonight.
Yeah, that's Calgary. I'll stand up to get a better shot. Alright, it's gonna be my last picture, you guys better smile.
I'd like to welcome you all here to the world famous Grouse Mountain Lumberjack Show. For the next half hour, you're going to travel back in time to experience what a real old time lumberjack competition was like. But first, I'm going to fill you in a wee bit of history. During the early 1900s, towns and cities were rapidly growing in the West due to the gold rush. Building materials were needed to meet with these construction demands, and these materials were found right here in the forests of British Columbia. This created lots of opportunity for those who were willing to work hard. These men were called lumberjacks. They lived out in the logging camps where the logging was taking place. They worked for just a few dollars a day, and that work was extremely dangerous. So the trees were felled and limbed and then transported to the nearest rivers and lakes using horses, oxen, and log chutes. They were then floated to the nearest sawmills where they'd be cut into lumber. Alright, so these guys, they worked pretty hard from week one end until payday came around, and then it was time to go into town, let off a little steam. Now, after sitting around having a few drinks, they'd start to bragging about who was the best lumberjack. There was only one way to settle this. A lumberjack competition, and that is where all you guys out there are going to come into play. This is what we're going to do. We're going to split you in half, and oh, look how convenient you already are. So, everybody on these benches here, you guys are going to be from the Blue Mountain Logging Camp. Now, you're from way back in the mountains, so you don't get out too often. And when they do let you out, you're a wee bit rowdy. So on the count of three, I want to hear you guys clap and cheer and make as much noise as you can, all right? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Yeah! All right, so everybody from this side over, you guys are from the Green River Sawmill. Now, even though you are a little more civilized than the ruffians over there, you're not going to be outdone. So count of three, a little hoot and holler. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Yeah!
Thank you, Rob.
The Green River Sawmill. He is one of the best log rollers out there in the woods. Please throw the those hands together for Johnny Nelson. And representing the Blue Mountain Logging Camp, he's one of the best tree fallers out there. Please throw your hands together for Willie McGee. Things going right away with the first event today called the Underhand Chop. Now what's going to happen is our boys will stand on these horizontal blocks of wood and using razor sharp racing axes that weigh approximately 7 to 8 pounds, they'll be chopping between their feet. Now they're going to go halfway through and then turn around and split through that wood facing the other way. The first lumberjack to get through his log will be the winner.
And that's going to be me, right, Green River?
It's ready. 1, 2, chop! All right, here we go, guys.
Well.
Come on. Watch those toes.
You done? Okay, huh?
They're dropping you. Okay. Okay, just make that turn first. Here we go, Vanessa. Time check. Woo! Yeah!
The first down.
Hey, he just got lucky.
Yeah? But you just got second. So, you see the man chopping with their axes. Now we're going to get them to bring out double-bladed ones, and they'll be throwing them in the axe throw. So, years ago, tree fallers walked through the woods, and they would toss their axe at the next tree they were going to fall. This became a popular pastime sport, especially after a few bevvies on a Friday night. So, what we're going to do here is give our guys one practice throw just to warm things up a bit, and then pre-counting throws. All right, we'll get Willie up first with his practice throw. Here we go.
That's the good one.
That's right, no strategy. Excuse me. Here we go. Jeanne, practice throw. Watch the front row.
Okay.
Huh?
Am I?
All right, here we go. Right, up with this first counting throw.
Yeah, come on,
Jack's ready. 1, 2, go! All right, there we go, guys.
Lucky in that one. I whooped him like ever.
I'm tired of this guy. Why do we all lose after every game? Johnny starts praying.
I'm not bragging. I am the best. Right, Green River?
What are you talking about? You're the best.
I'm the best and I can prove it.
Yeah? How are you going to do that?
By winning the next event.
Why do you say you're going to win the next event?
Because I'm the only one in the next event.
Lots. What are you doing?
Well, folks, most of you probably don't know this, but I'm currently the world's fastest chainsaw carver. Thank you. Thanks, Hudson. What that means is I can take a chainsaw and a block of wood and carve it into a little animal in my world record time of 25.10 seconds.
That's very cool. What are you going to carve?
Well, come on, didn't you see all the bear and the eagle and the beaver? Well, I didn't carve those. Hey, but what I can do is I saw a cute little bunny rabbit on my drive to work this morning. I said, hey, I'll carve that for you folks on the grass. You want to see me do that?
Yeah!
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right, so I guess what we need here is
timer.
A timer. Somebody who can time this guy.
Hey, I'll time him.
Yeah, I don't think so. Anybody got a watch on we can time? Yeah. Oh, Mom just took your arm down. Anybody got a watch on we can time?
We're laughing,
it's pretty good.
Yes.
Right. Come on, don't laugh for that. That's brutal.
Yeah. Well, look, ears, eyes, nose, and a mouth. I'm no champion carver, but the bunny. What else is it missing?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Why don't you go home, kid?
Would you? Hey! Yeah, a tail.
Okay, you guys want some more body parts?
Please.
You want a boy or a girl? Okay, just a second, no problem.
Now, what they would do is they'd go into the forest and they'd find the tallest tree that they could. They would then climb it, limbing it as they went, and they cut off the top and attach this huge pulley called a block. Now, at the base of that spar tree would be a big steam engine called the donkey, where a steel cable would run up through the pulley and then out to the woods. They would then fire up that steam engine and yard all the trees to the base of the spar tree, where later on they'd be transferred to the river. Actually, this work was so dangerous that it was often called widow's work. So this is what our guys are going to do for you today. They're doing a 60-foot climb. They're going way up there to the top, and you see the big cowbells hanging down? They're going to hit that with their rope and then climb on back down. The first one to get to the ground will be the winner.
And that's going
to
be me, Red Green River. Hey, that was a pretty funny story what you were just saying.
What's that?
Well, did you say something about there was a steam engine at the base of the tree and used to call out a donkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a jackass at the base of that tree.
All right, you guys want to see this?
Yeah.
Lumberjacks ready. One, two, go! All right, here we go, guys. So, as I was saying, that was one of the most dangerous jobs of a lumberjack. But there was one job that was even more dangerous, and that was the job of the log driver. Now, once those logs had made it to the river, they then had to be floated down to the sawmill. A lumberjack would throw on his spiked boots and get this really long pole and get out there on top of those logs. A small cabin that would then be strapped to some floating logs would be his home for weeks on end. And that's where he got the nickname River Rat. So every once in a while, on the journey down to the sawmill, the logs would get caught up on rocks and corners, and the lumberjack would try and maneuver them around using that very long pole. Now, if that didn't work, they'd even take dynamite, strap it onto the logs, and just blast them apart. So, as you can imagine, it was pretty dangerous. One false step and it would throw them into the freezing river, where the weight of their woolen clothes would drag them under and they would drown, be crushed by logs, or succumb to hypothermia.
Hey!
What?
I don't think we want to do this next event. Well, you make it sound too dangerous. We could die of log crushing.
There's one log out there.
Pretty good log. Carpet fruit.
As I was saying, it is time for that.
Wait, one more thing. One thing.
Yeah.
Hypothermia.
Yeah? What about it?
Well, it's silent killer.
Okay, seriously, John? I'm pretty sure it's heated up by now, man. Pretty much, yeah. Doing it anyway, your lumberjack, you're tough. It is time for the last event today. It does just so happen to be my favorite.
You do it then!
Because we got to see the lumberjacks get wet, the log roll. Alright, so what we're going to do here is give our boys the best 2 out of 3 falls. We'll take this one. Now, there are absolutely no rules in this. What are you doing?
I ain't doing it. Well, I'm going to blow that log clean out of the pond.
You need the dynamite down.
Oh, who's a big baby now? You're afraid of a little bit of
hair. Johnny,
give me the dynamite. What are you doing? Why are you be happy? Give it to me. That lumberjack. All right, don't worry about a thing, folks. It's all under control. I got it.
Johnny.
I got it.
Step on it.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's not working.
Well, throw it in the water. Not that. What are you doing?
Throw it in the water. Wow! That was cool!
Pretty serious, man.
Oh! I'm gonna miss him.
A
dynamite guy! Yeah, a real blast!
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, but due to the loss of one of our lumberjacks, I don't think we can go on with the show.
I guess you could say I blew away the competition.
Seriously, not funny, man. How are we supposed to finish this with just one lumberjack, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Jack. And that's Johnny. That means Green River, we win.
Oh, it smells.
Willie's alive.
Willie's alive.
Oh, Willie, buddy. Are you okay? I said, hey, let's sell this on the log, right?
Yeah, let's get it on the log.
Okay, the last event today, log roll. As I said, we're going to give them 2 out of 3 falls. There are no rules. Anything goes, except you can't cross the line you see right there in the center. What is that?
Anything goes!
There we go, 2 out of 3 falls, guys.
Okay, we gaan het klein stukje lopen even.
Het was fun.
Dat was zo fun.
En dan.